Hey guys, welcome back to Unfinished Business with Chester and the Shrew. This is the golden voice of OJ. Last week I was absent, but this week I came roaring back with a vengeance. We got a juicy slate, full pipe on this episode. We got rivaling Italian restaurants getting bailouts from the government. We got juicy Flying J's where some individuals are eating clam chowder out of the can. We have a lot of good stuff on this episode. We pitch a potential movie script idea. Paramount is on it, but we will see. Hopefully that's a main stream of revenue for us. But like, subscribe, comment on the meads, follow us on Instagram, Spotify, website, and get ready.
Cool.
I
almost concussed myself at I just gave myself a self test of I think I almost gave myself a concussion at kickball.
When tonight? Well,
yeah. How do you administer a self concussion test?
You shine a light in your eyes, and if your eyes dilate, then you're not concussed.
But you can't. Did you hold a mirror?
Did you do it
up?
In your bed? You do it, yeah, in your car?
I did it in the bathroom.
Oh. Just now?
Shine. Yeah.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good. Clear.
It's gonna be a good episode.
I looked at when I went snowboarding 2 years ago. I was pretty close to having one, so I administered a similar test, and I drank the whole night. I was fine.
You know, I think in the future
and
you
went,
should go
and went
should.
To bed.
But like, how'd Drew die? Well, he looked up the NFL policy on diagnosing concussions. Now he's dead.
Are you not concerned that if you were concussed, you would maybe not have the mental faculties to properly judge the test that you're administering to yourself?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Took a video and everything.
I didn't take a video. Well, that will help you when you later
did. Took a video and later realized it was a bar of soap.
It's just his foot.
Yeah. They're going through my phone trying to figure out what the fuck happened. There's like, all right, guys, we're about to start podcasting. I'm going to give myself a test real quick. My pupils are like black. I'm like, I think I look good.
He's just shooting a laser pointer into his eyes.
Wow, I can see my hair follicles.
Oh, guys, welcome back.
Hey.
Welcome back.
We got everybody
welcome
here.
Back.
We have the original host here. If you're listening, welcome.
But the spot's still open. I mean, I'm interim.
That's true.
You're trying out for your job this week.
Indefinite interim host.
I know Stephanie would be glad to come on.
Thin ice is an understatement. Thin ice. Much.
He thinks he's untouchable. Look at him.
Yeah. He's a smug
I got
bastard.
Dirt on all you guys.
Guys, welcome. If this is your first time listening, welcome to the podcast. This is Unfinished Business with Chester and the Shrew. I am the Shrew. We have Chester and OJ, the three amigos, as the podcast community calls us.
That's what they all say.
No one's ever called us that. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. Hope you enjoyed the last episode with super fan Stephanie. I do not have a concussion, despite what tests prove otherwise.
Well, if you keep doing the podcast and you don't go to sleep, we'll just ride it out for you.
Yeah, I got a concussion when I was a kid, and I told my parents. I was like, I was at the skate park, and I woke up at the bottom of a half pipe, and they just told me to go to bed.
Nice.
I was concussed as fuck.
Sleep it off.
If this is your first time joining us, this is a podcast about Craigslist.
I do want to mention, you mentioned last episode.
I'm not having a stroke, I promise.
No, you look fine.
Okay.
One side of your face is a little frozen.
I was
welcome
like,
back, guys. This is the first time you're joining us. This is the podcast.
I did say that like three times. I'm running out of my spiel, but yeah, go ahead.
We have...
No, welcome back, guys.
Welcome back to the second half of the show. If you're one of the many fans who skips to the second half.
You son of a bitch.
So we're going to have our two-year anniversary episode. It's in the pipe officially. The pipeline's always full.
It's always flowing.
It's always flowing. But that is... someone pulled out their binoculars. They spotted it up way up the pipeline. Uh-huh. It's coming through the pipeline.
Yeah,
it's coming through. So that'll be out soon. Last time we had a lot of fun doing it.
Uh-huh.
Don't know if we're gonna do the exact same thing. We might. We did have a lot of fun, but go back and listen to that one. This one's gonna be a riot.
Your description just gave me this mental picture of like every movie with a roller coaster and everybody's having fun and the camera just violently pans to the broken track and then one guy's trying to warn him like the track's broken.
He's
saying this is a Final Destination 3 situation?
Yeah, where you're like, someone looked down in the pipe and it's coming, but it's going to be amazing.
I pictured a big turd coming down a like a massive pipeline.
Like a sewer? I was more thinking a sewer.
Like that's a turd the size of this table.
Are we doing this episode at Whitewater? Isn't that what we were going
to
do?
Can we please go to Whitewater tonight?
You've been talking about that for a while.
I just want to go. I don't know why.
I mean, so far this has been a zero E. coli year for me, so I think I'm going to try to keep that going.
Yeah, I've been a little too healthy this year.
Only if you drink the water. If you pee in it, it's fine.
It's majority pee at this point. It's got
to
be.
Guys, if this is your first time listening, welcome to the show. Chester, you want to tell us what we do on this show?
Putting a guy on the spot. Well, we are focused on Craigslist. That's our little soft, old, shitty mattress that we like to make our bed on. We've kind of stressed out from there a little bit, but the spirit's still the same. Craigslist is a place where people who should probably go to a therapist commune with each other, trade goods and very sketchy services, and really just try to get what they want from other strangers. It's a beautiful place.
I say it's our hood. It's our hood that we rep, but the power line's got two hanging Crocs.
Guys, welcome to the hood. Someone threw those up there a while ago. Don't know what the deal is.
I saw some shoes coming over here on power line.
In my neighborhood?
Other side of Beaufort Highway.
Didn't know we had riffraff around here.
Well, now you're giving out the exact location of this podcast, so people are going to be beating down the doors.
It's true.
We're starting to post around here, and just each post is going to, the circle is going to get smaller and smaller.
Someone's triangulating our positions.
It's coming in from inside the house.
It's airborne.
What's our first segment, Drew?
Our first segment for the past 70 some odd episodes is Misconnections. And if you're not familiar with Misconnection, it's kind of a love Hail Mary, a love message in a bottle. You see someone in public that you like, you want to reconnect with someone that you're missing. You want to do freaky stuff with anyone of a particular race. So we call that a blast. You kind of blast it out there. But
typically,
or interspecies, too.
Interspecies. So
what you call a classic MC, it's visual confirmation first.
Yes.
As opposed to a lot of these other things where people are like, this is what I'm looking for. Who's got it? This is like, I saw what I want. Give it to me.
Yeah, Misconnection is like you were playing in the outfield at softball. You look like you like girls. I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Guess Who of, like, holes.
Jesus. All right, who's got a classic MC for us?
I do.
I'm going to lead it off.
Okay.
Yeah. I never get to lead. I probably do.
We've let you lead.
When people
a lot.
Lead off, that typically means that they've got a pretty spicy
This one's
put.
The spicy.
Okay.
This one is out of Bozeman, Alabama. You were at the Flying J. You were standing outside the Flying J, neck deep in a couple of corn dogs, testing the limits on a pair of White Daisy Dukes, and I'm sure they were about to give. I fell in love with the way the sun was gleaming off your glass eye. I could barely contain myself when you started screaming at your five kids for no apparent reason. I was wearing the blue parka with Pikachu slippers, and I was eating clam chowder out of the can. If you want to get together and feed each other Vienna sausages, please contact me.
Where do you get
That's a good pitch.
Clam chowder out of a can?
Yeah, just like...
Chunkies.
Yeah.
Campbell's.
Oh. Yeah, any of those.
You ever buy tuna? Progresso. You ever buy tuna at the grocery store and they have oysters, canned oysters?
Yeah,
who the fuck eats those?
My brother loves those.
No. Like out the can?
Well, you put them on like a plate first.
He's not like oysters tartare.
Oh my God.
You use those for stews. Like you can do oyster stew with those.
I like that this person seems to have a good sense of humor about themselves. Like they're being pretty honest with their... Just
no, this guy's parka. A flasher. He's got a parka on.
Pikachu slippers.
He's eating his... He doesn't care. He's probably cold clam chowder out of a can. He's not even...
No, he didn't heat it up. No.
This guy sits at the Flying J all day just eating clam chowder.
Just shuffling around, just giving the taste of the Flying J.
Oh, you ever taken a shower at one of those places?
No. The truckers do.
Neither. I haven't, but I'd be interested.
I think it's like $10. I don't know what it is.
How has that not shown up more in Craigslist? Like, I met you in the showers at the Loves.
A lot of these guys don't shower,
You
man.
See the glory holes. I agree with you. Like, you get the glory hole posts, but not so much people banging in the shower.
So was this
well, you gotta pay to bang in the shower.
Yeah, that's the thing. If it was a public shower, it'd be a free-for-all.
Was this lady double-fisting corn dogs? You think two in one hand, doing the straddle method.
He just said neck deep in a couple. So couple, that's yikes.
As far as gas station food goes, I
think she did the Wolverine, but with just corn dogs.
That's kind of what I thought. I won't eat gas station food outside of a QT or racetrack.
Flying J or Pilots or Loves or those big truck stops, they have so much volume that their shit's actually good.
Are they like pretty? Oh, really?
Yeah.
What about like the pickled pickled eggs?
I'm not above gas station food.
I'm talking like meat tornadoes on the spinning.
I've eaten gas station Subway before. That's pretty dicey.
I used to get a lot of
Subway in general.
Didn't you get food poisoning from Subway?
It was a long time ago.
We were driving back from Columbia, and we got gas station Subway. I can eat Subway.
It now. It took me years.
I'm happy for you.
I pretty much survived off of gas station meat pies when I was when I was backpacking.
Oh my god!
They call it like a four and ten or something is the brand. They're like a dollar, and it's like a fucking.
Have you seen those burritos that are like enormous, and they're literally called XXL Da Bomb, and it's like $2,
no.
And it's like microwave 5 minutes, and this thing is just a scorching lava sack.
Listen, son, you're gonna need to microwave this for a couple hours. It will be raw.
You could probably commit murder by taking it immediately out of the microwave and just putting it over someone's face.
Oh, that! Yeah, it's like Game of Thrones. You just pour
a crown for a king, but like burrito juice.
Just it's like a green pepper. It's just molten lava.
No.
That guy had that coming, though.
That was a good post.
What's you want to go?
Yeah, I've got a classic MC. I've got two, but they both kind of are similar. They both use initials, so they're targeting one person. Philly's friend who works for the phone company, OTP East Atlanta, SH initials. I would never do that. You should know it's all evil sibling. Hacking my things, using apps to alter caller ID, theft of funds. I had to file suit for child's birthright, cannot prove theft. Sorry, LB, signed.
What?
Is that the whole thing?
Can anybody unpack this?
First of all, I really like that, because no one really understands the technology that we use, that people all, when someone does something they shouldn't have done or they regret, they're just like, phone was hacked. Like when someone like
hacking my things, he said evil. You should know it's all evil sibling.
Yeah, like my brother had my phone. That's why they sent that text to you. Like people.
Yeah, it wasn't me sending dick pics to other girls. It was my brother. It could be hacked my phone.
It could be sexual harassment.
Oh,
there's a bunch of that in cringe pics.
I did not touch Janice's ass. My phone was hacked.
Theft of funds. Dude, this guy got his evil sibling drained his bank account. He's like, wasn't me.
Just twirling his mustache.
Evil twin brother.
I took your $14.
Yeah.
Using
caller ID to alter your phone number. Using apps, hacking into phones.
Babe, something's wrong with my Instagram. It just spazzed out and liked all those girls' pictures.
It wasn't me. It was like evil sibling.
Some bad update. I read about it on the internet.
I was hacked at 3:10 and sent Marlene you up. I did not send that. It was the Russians.
You've heard about the Russians.
I would love an evil twin. Just creating chaos.
How do you know you wouldn't be the evil twin?
I want to be the evil twin. I want to go up to my twin's wife and be like,
what's evil?
I banged Stacy last night. Oh, psh.
Like, my thing is, like, what's evil?
You get slapped.
It's erotic.
Like, in cartoons, they do evil stuff like blow up buildings. But, like, aside from, like, true crimes, like, I don't want an evil twin just, like, ruining my credit. Like that shit, that shit's a big deal. Like when you become an adult,
that sticks with you.
Yeah, like, yeah, I don't know.
What if your credit's super fucked up because of your evil twin?
I feel like if you had like a petty evil twin, more of like a mischievous twin,
just taking half your socks.
Yeah,
but just at one at a time.
Every night when you go to sleep, they just pull the laces out of your shoes.
That would, yeah, that's diabolical. Holy shit, we need to move on. Evil twins, everyone.
Evil twins.
Ever heard of them? You heard this scene about this?
And you thought we hadn't covered every topic yet.
My post sucks.
Is that our is that our official shark jumping moment? It was like episode 79. That's when they jumped the shark. They did eat twirling mustache.
Covered every trope.
I've got one. It's kind of a couple and another dude. So this is Atlanta, OTP South. Couple that came to my yard sale. North Fayette County. This is a long shot, but you were a white couple that came to my yard sale a few months ago. I had some items on the driveway and some just inside the house. She asked to look at the items inside, so I went in with her and he stayed outside. She was very pretty and dressed really sexy. It was hard not to look at her. She started flirting with me and then pressed her breasts against my arm. Mm-hmm. I looked toward the door to see if he could see us, and she said, "It's okay. He enjoys watching me have fun." So I put my hand on one of her boobs and started caressing it, and about that time, some other people came up, got pretty busy, and you left before I had a chance to get your contact info. I would really enjoy the opportunity to play with her, either alone or with both of you. I have played with couples before. I'm a white male in my 60s. If you see this, please contact me, and hopefully we can get together and have some fun.
That is so hot.
I 100% believe this happened.
I think that definitely happened. You get a swingers couple that's their kink, garage sales.
Just like, go to garage sales, and that's how you pick them up? That's like, genius.
How much you want for this table? He's like, yeah, that's $20. He's like, I want it for $15.
The guy just starts...
No, I'm pretty firm at 20.
Yeah.
Price is down to 10, flashes her pussy.
What? Oh, holy shit.
Guy just starts rubbing his balls on the table.
How much for these dirty koozies? We had a whole basket, 25 cents. I'll give you a nickel. Well, that's fine, too. I just really want to get rid of them.
She's like, hey, holy shit.
You think he gave her a good old hank hank?
I think definitely. That was my mental image is that he, like, that he's like, is this okay? Where's your husband? And he looks, and the husband's just looking through, like, the side window on the door, and he's just thumbs up. Like, he's like, you got it.
This is the start to a great, really bad porno.
Just some 60-year-old dude. The yard sale.
Something to do with a yard sale sign up someone's butt.
I feel like they were like messing with him, though, because obviously this didn't leave contact info. They know other people are coming, and it's going to, you know. Yeah, she's just giving this guy a boner for no reason.
She probably pickpocketed him.
She's like the good
one. He's out there going through all the jewelry and stuff.
I am currently missing my life alert, and that is... That's a big one.
Seriously, though.
That's true. This dude totally got robbed.
He could have taken...
This couple just takes dude's life alerts.
All of his bar stools from, like, the yard sale are just, like, in the back of the pickup. Like, we're out of here.
Yeah, this dude got robbed.
Poor son of a bitch.
Definitely, for sure.
Dude.
Yeah, go.
I, like...
Dude.
My parents... Dude.
Guys, if this is your first time listening, welcome back.
Hey, welcome back.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the second half of the show. What's the next... I was going to continue going about yard sales, but I figured that we covered that topic pretty adequately. I think we should move on to the next...
Well, I'm about to have one, and my fiance's mom was like,
You guys just moved in. How the fuck are you having a yard sale?
She was like, you got to watch out for people, you know, stealing stuff from your house. And I said, oh.
Wasn't that the point, is to get rid of it?
Yeah, and I was like, oh, yeah, like, I guess so. She was like, well, my neighbor, it happened to her. Said,
I really hope no one takes this 1970s love couch that's heavy as fuck from my house.
Anyway, I want it. Yeah, so it's not next? Worth telling.
Shining me.
Wow, quick episode. Now I'm for certain that I did have a concussion. Yeah. No, the next segment
we should spend the rest of the episode trying to convince Shrew that he is concussed.
Yeah. Next segment is sounds legit.
Would you go balls deep in a sauna?
What?
Balls for- out.
What?
Right.
Hey now.
Sounds Legit, formerly known as Legit. Formerly known as...
No, it's not.
We used to get posts from a section called Strictly Platonic.
Rest formerly known as an abundant, thriving town. Now known as a 2-truck stop, 1-gas station subway town.
What used to be like the red light district in Amsterdam is now more of a...
A yellow light district.
A bathroom with glory holes.
Yeah, so we used to pull posts from this place called Strictly Platonic. It got shut down by the feds. And now we search through a plethora of other, you know, sections, and we find posts that sound legit but are typically not.
I got kind of...
That's the word I was looking for.
I got a spicy one.
I got a spicy one, too.
Cool.
OJ, if we're going in order, it's all you.
Lead us off.
All right, so this one, you know, is... It's kind of spicy, but this one's out of Baltimore, Maryland.
Fucking bitch.
Baltimore Hood Tours, starting at $29.99. We are now offering a brand new tourist attraction, Tours Through the Hoods of Baltimore. Every time I travel, people hear where I'm from, and they always ask the same thing. Wow, is that anything like The Wire? Now you can find out for yourselves. We will take you through the areas where riots are now...
breaking out. Wait, we will now take you through the areas where riots are breaking out, shootings, sketchy drug deals, prostitution, etc. There will be real shooting simulations, but riding throughout Baltimore, you may just end up seeing the real thing. Exciting, right? It is advised that you leave anything of value at your hotel, motel, resort, friend's house, Airbnb, wherever you're staying. We don't judge. Through this tour, you may hear loud out in almost every hood we visit, especially in front of a carry-out gas station. These young people are simply trying to sell you reggae, regular weed, probably trash, as exotic weed. At the end of the tour, we will stop to get an authentic chicken box. You must eat it as we do, salt, pepper, ketchup, and hot sauce on the chicken. And you have to try half and half. Sign up now, seats are going fast. Footnote. There will be a waiver that must be signed prior to the tour, as we are not responsible for any assault, robbery, shooting, arson, or any other crime that could possibly take place during the tour.
That sounds super legit.
He's got it super buttoned up as far as legal, legal requirements.
It had a bunch of other pictures, but it was just all kind of just the hoods of Baltimore.
I just think of all the people in Westworld who, like, when the park like gets all crazy and violent, and they're just like, this isn't supposed to happen.
My sister lived in Baltimore for 5 years. I visited her twice, and I did see prostitutes working. That was interesting.
You see that in Atlanta?
Where?
Like down.
Is there a number or anything?
This guy is capitalizing on the wire.
I'm going to Baltimore in about 10 days
for work.
No, for fun.
No, you can just type that in and it should pull it up.
I'm gonna go visit the Molinator.
Baltimore is actually really fun.
I'm a big fan.
Really?
Yeah. No, it's a good time. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. But I mean, my sister did say she heard gunshots most nights. But you know, there's some good nights.
Yeah, it's just like, but you know, like if you're in New York, you're gonna hear people screaming at each other. Like it's just like, just what happened.
New York, I saw kids at 3 o'clock in the morning slinging candy. Like $2. I was like, all right, here's 20.
What'd you get?
Hate to be that guy. This Kit Kat was melted. I want my bag.
Listen, I know you're homeless, but I'm a stickler for these Kit Kats, sir.
I was really looking forward to that Kit Kat. You did a great job selling it, but
it seems this one's been in your pocket all day. And
no, I've been watching this show called Dark Tourist. If you haven't watched it, it's a really
it's
good
the
show.
Second plug in two shows.
Yeah,
dude, what? Are you just really giving away free advertising?
I am. They are paying for this in some weird foreign cryptocurrency, but it's going to pay off huge. But no, what I'm saying is that he kind of goes through similar things of all these people that are capitalizing on terrible things that have happened, like people giving JFK assassination tours.
Yeah.
This guy's making money. I mean, he's like, you want a real Baltimore experience? Let's fucking go.
I mean, just because I'm like fan of like fucking The Wire doesn't mean I want to go see where it takes place. Like, I don't want to go be stuck on an island like Lost. Like, why the fuck? That's why there's drama, because bad things happen there.
Yeah, that's a good
point. Yeah, I just see like a very like colorful like vacation Bible school like tour bus going down, and this is Crenshaw Heights. And someone's like, "Who the fuck is that?" They're like, "Oh, look at the kids just snapping photos." Oh, look, it's a homeless man smoking a rock. Oh,
he's just like Bubbles.
Literally, the guy's like hands and feet inside the bus. Is just a riot bus with just steel plating. Doing tours in tanks. I want to start that tank tour.
There is a place in, I think it's North Georgia, and you can go and you can drive a tank and you can shoot the machine gun on top.
What?
It's called Tank Town USA. Look it up. It's fucking awesome.
I'm going to a work event on Friday where we're going to shoot guns.
How many MAGA hats?
Not a tank. You can drive over a car.
How many MAGA hats are there?
I don't care.
Just a massive surplus.
All right, guys, here's 2 tons of Tanamite. Blow up Hillary. That's like, yeah, brother.
Oh, man. Yeah, I won't get into it. I went down some Reddit user's rabbit hole the other night. Ooh, it was yikes. Troubling. Yikes. Troubling. Anyway, I've got...
Speaking of Trump fans, I've got one from Hollywood, California.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. So, Jacksonville, Florida. I guess it's... That's weird. It's Jacksonville, Florida, but then the sub thing is Hollywood, California.
Hollywood's...
I never understood.
Oh, I thought you meant Hollywood, Florida. Okay.
This is a... Yeah. This is looking for people to be on a show. So this is, are you having a heated feud with your neighbor? Want to settle it? A new national talk show is looking for outgoing and outspoken individuals who want to settle their differences on our show. Both parties must be willing to appear on camera to defend their point of view and argument. We're looking for big personalities who passionately believe they are in the right in their actions and beliefs. We're looking for real people, not actors. We will fly you to Los Angeles, California, and provide hotel accommodations for your appearance and participation on our program. Provide full name, two recent photos, best phone number, email address to reach you at, serious inquiries only, blah, blah, blah. I just realized the reason that it's posted in Jacksonville, Florida is because these people know that that is a good place to prospect for the show.
I didn't even think about that. You're going to get a lot of swastika tattoos, I think, for sure. Like, I don't know what about them. I just don't like black people. And they're like, this is the TV we need.
So it's pretty like, much this is like Judge Judy. It's just every other reality show. They just like pay people.
But this is neighbors who hate each other, and they're going to...
just argue.
Who believe strongly in their points, and they're going to get on the show and argue.
Yeah.
I would watch the shit out of that.
Oh, man.
So you know why we hear so much crazy shit out of Florida?
Is it because they have different laws as far as publishing crimes? Yep. Yeah.
What?
That's the only reason.
I did not know
that. So, like, we probably have just as...
Was that on Reddit?
Yeah, I think Florida probably... I wouldn't be surprised if it has a slight uptick in zaniness, but it seems way larger.
I just feel like the zaniness... The graph of zaniness and, like, indigenous animals, the more exotic the animals are, the more zany it gets.
It's true.
Yeah, because, like, what are you going to do here? It's like, oh, yeah, he got a squirrel to water ski down there. It's like, he had an alligator in his hand as he robbed a convenience store. It's like...
No one move. No one gets hurt.
I think correlation, not causation, because like Russia's barely got anything besides really angry white people, and that's insane.
No. Don't they have like fucking Siberian?
They
like,
have bears.
Don't they have like wolves the size of fucking lions?
No, all the bears are on unicycles. They trained
with,
them.
With
it used to be a problem. Like
Unabomber hats.
Yeah. They gave up their love of killing for their new love of unicycling.
Putin is just like the orchestra. Yeah. No, that's
OJ
a good.
Did not like that one.
Yeah, what's your problem?
What did you say about Putin?
So he's a very nice individual. Please don't listen to this podcast.
Episode 79 and onward is all political leaning.
Yeah.
Pick a side.
Like, I don't know where Shrewret.
Now that InfoWars is gone, we're picking up
the we gotta pick up the slack.
Fuck Alex Jones. That guy's a piece of shit.
I mean, they are turning all the frogs gay.
There was a meme. It was like, plot twist. The frogs are already gay. Dude, I think 25... This is the last thing I'll say about him. I think like 25% of the shit he says, he may believe. I think all the other... It's just stirring the pot. Like, I think today there's so much shit that's crazy that you have to stand out amongst everyone else by doing something controversial.
I'm going to have a hotter take. He's actually mentally unstable and believes everything he says.
Yeah, that could be true.
You don't think he thinks any of it's bullshit?
I think he's getting like paid so much money that he's delusional.
Like when he sells like the body creams with his name on it that was supposed to get you in as good a shape as
him.
Just
turns you red.
Yeah. Like you don't think he thinks that's a little bit funny?
Like where did that dude come from? He kind of came out of nowhere, to be honest.
He's been around for a part of while.
What, Breitbart?
Yeah, InfoWars, is that different than Breitbart?
I thought that was owned by Breitbart. I don't know.
I'm just trying to like I'm trying to muddy the water so people don't know that I'm actually alt-right. Right now. So InfoWars, what's that?
Dude, they show all these Antifa people going crazy and punching neo-Nazis like Richard Spencer in the face. I'm like, I might do something fucking crazy. I don't know.
Yeah,
Milo came up to me and he was like, God hates fags or something, I'd probably be like,
that's weird that you would say that.
Oh man, you're a dick. And they'd be like, we got this. True, from a local podcast says Milo is a dick. That's how I get famous.
Local podcaster thrown into jail after he attacks
Milo's a dick. I would probably do something crazy if confronted with the issue. I think I would.
Based on the way you're talking about it, I could definitely see you doing something crazy.
But it would probably be something weird, like I would just take my pants off and run away. They'd be like, "These are fucking liberal pussies."
That'd be a good way to show them what's what.
But I would have the podcast branded on me. So please don't with do the that. URL.
Should be a tattoo.
It's
instead.
Just all they don't even blur out his junk. They just blur out the logos.
tiny.
The junk blur out is like the size of like a dime. I'm like, come on, guys. Yeah.
Tiny penis man still at large.
It's fucking freezing out there. It's like literally just shows just the heat waves in the distance.
Do you want to do your sounds of
Yeah, I got one. This is local. I mean, this is pretty close to this house.
They're
literally
using these posts. Like, if we read them, then they know they're like, they've got a big circle. They had that circled on their map, and then they're able to just move it in and in.
They're hacking into our phones, and they're getting very close. This is out of Chamblee, Georgia. Who's up in Chamblee, women only? Any hot?
Didn't know my town was so cool.
It's popping. It's popping. who's any hot girl party up in Chamblee? A hot girl party is what he's looking for. Single guy needs some fun now. Watching porn, jarking off. That's not the plan for the night. So come help me up.
That's not the plan, but that's what's gonna happen.
Like Swedish, like hot girl pants party, jorking with my brother, watch porn.
He said jarking.
Dude, looking for a hot girl party, I just think of Stewie and Family Guy where he's in the captain's costume and all the models just like,
I'm
sorry to make a Family Guy reference, but motherfuckers, you don't leave me out to dry.
I'm thinking of It's Always Sunny when Dennis gets the roommate that's the European and he brings the models over. He's like, we're going to have hot girl parties all the time. Something like Foster, but anyway.
I don't even know where you would... Like, where a hot girl party would be in Chamblee.
You think hot girls just congregate and have parties?
Not in Chamblee.
Definitely at Pancho's.
Our fucking... Oh, yeah.
That's what probably, is Pancho's?
I think it's probably more of like a Atlanta, Brookhaven spot.
I don't know. Geography.
I'm thinking like...
This guy like saw the movie Love Actually and he's like, dude, you go to America, girls just will bang you. There's hot girls parties everywhere.
I don't know that movie.
Oh, okay. Great flick. Go watch it.
I'm a big fan of First Pitch.
Okay. What were you saying?
Did you see the new clip from the Sacha Baron Cohen show where he's pretending to be a
vet,
a Swedish YouTube unboxer of children's toys, and he has Joe Arpaio on, you know, the sheriff from Arizona that Trump pardoned.
Holy shit, really?
And he gets him to... I don't want to spoil it. It's fucking amazing.
No, spoil it. I want
to
know.
He gets him to say that he would accept a blowjob from Donald Trump.
You know, he was at Poncho's, right? Like, he did that quinceañera thing. That was at Poncho's.
Joe Arpaio?
No, what?
Sacha Baron Cohen?
Sacha Baron Cohen. When he tried to catch immigrants by doing the quinceañera.
That's hilarious, I would have killed to have been there.
It was at Poncho's.
Okay. All right, before we get too political, do you have some words?
Some words?
Oh, were you telling me?
Of the week?
I was gonna do my
artistic
internet artist spotlight of the week.
Yeah, go ahead.
This one's another haiku. I don't have anything as good as Chuck Tingle. I'm sorry. I'd be happy to read.
That guy loves Sasquatch peen.
Yeah, he does.
And fidget spinners.
I've got some good Instagram posts for that. Okay, so this is a quick haiku. This is called Star Trek. This is from Jacksonville. Star Trek fans rejoice. Klingons circle Uranus. Wipe, Mr. Spock. Wipe.
That's haiku.
And that's the haiku of the week. The artist's name is El Langusto.
Yeah. Shouts out to
just trying to
him or her. Yeah.
Just trying to reward hardworking artists and giving them a spotlight.
Klingons and buttholes.
And holding Leonard Nimoy hostage.
All right, guys. We're going to take a quick break then enjoy the tune, and we'll see you on the second half.
See you.
Bye.
Tried to tell niggas in 2012, nigga, working hand to hand and no avail. Volume 1 was too heavy for you frail niggas, so I got lean like codeine and pills. It's the visionary in the vintage Chevy. It's been a while, but wow, you still care. Free Nash till they pass out obituaries and bold caps, your bitch ass was not there. And I could do anything but move backwards. The hardest thing is to keep from being distracted. My big sister still claiming me on the taxes. Tell Uncle Sam I just need a second to add this. Gave my mama 10 racks and she packed and went to chew mash with it. Could dribble the work and gave me half of it. Half of it I tucked in the back of the air mattress. A quarter stash was stashed in the box with the Air Maxes. The rest got lost in sacks. With my wife in no BM. Whack niggas dropping links in my DM. Bad bitches up and down in nigga TL.
I feel bad for that guy.
Yeah.
That sucks, dude. Being a child star is like probably one of the worst things that could happen to you.
Uh-uh.
I'm besides like slavery and
just Timberlake turned out fine. Miley Cyrus turned out fine.
Miley Cyrus had her day though.
She had a fork in the road.
That was 100% manufactured by suits.
You think?
Corporate suits. What? Yes. I think that's the only way she was going to be able to break the child star mold.
I think it was directed and channeled by suits. But like, you think like the fucking put together that Salvia smoking video. It's doing like we gotta release this so it'll boost her fucking crazy cred. Like,
no, but any publicity is good publicity.
They used her real behavior and managed to.
I think they told her sex sells, start humping bears.
Welcome back to the Miley Cyrus podcast, where we discuss Miley's recent moves and what they really mean.
She's like normal now. I mean,
exactly. So normal. Like, do you not remember when Britney Spears had that enormous meltdown and was like walking?
Well, she's sober now.
Yeah. Right.
It is a similar trajectory. It's like pro wrestling, where someone like they're like a they start out as a like a baby face, whatever. Then they become a heel, where they're like the bad guy, and then they come back to being like the, you know.
And then you branch out to acting a little bit. You know, Dave Bautista, God, I Rock.
God, I hope John Cena is successful in acting.
So what? That's three.
He was. Don't you remember that movie he started in, The Marine?
But he's starting to be in more. Apparently, that movie.
John Cena is trash.
Fuck you.
Dude, he's actually like an incredible person. I think he holds the record for most Make-A-Wishes.
I know that I was about to complete your sentence.
He's a better person than you, Shrew.
Yeah, you're a piece of shit. How many of those have you done?
Look
zero.
At John Cena and look at you.
For my I last wish, see, I would have beat the him. Shrew.
Shrew's just like, checks his phone. No, I'm not answering that.
You don't... I will say you don't wear. I've never seen you wear jorts that go down to your ankles. So
I've got that going for me,
or just sweatbands everyday life
around your arms and shit.
No, I think John Cena is probably a really cool guy. I was just trying to have.
Yeah,
a hot
dude,
take.
He's yoked.
Well, you didn't know how much we like John Cena. All
right, so I have a question. What? Okay. If you have a soapbox that you feel very strongly about, what is it?
That's a really broad.
That's so
question.
Broad, dude.
Like, what?
What is something that agitates you?
No, I'm just saying, like, is there generational talent that you think is overrated?
All right, like, okay, never mind. Generational like, talent, like, of our
Nirvana. Would they have been that good if Kurt Cobain wouldn't have died?
Maybe, probably not.
Some of it I think I just don't get because I wasn't in the right time and place, but I will... I'm speaking about like a lot of generational talents that are just not my thing, like maybe Bruce Springsteen or whatever, but I don't really get it with Bob Dylan, I'm not gonna lie.
I fucking hate Bob Dylan.
I don't think skateboarding's that tight.
Son of a bitch. Skateboarding is the tightest.
I just really don't like, I just don't think it's that cool, like at all.
I'm with OJ on this one.
I have no words.
Like, I'm not saying it's not hard, but
I'm not even saying it's that it's uncool. I just don't think it's very cool.
I see more people that are awful at skating than I do that are like people just going down the street that are good. Like, I just, I don't know.
Okay.
I always just see losers skateboarding out in like public places. like if I saw Tony Hawk or someone good, I'd be like, dude, respect to that guy. He's fucking good. But like all the ones I see are like, no, you let me try it again. Just like flip. And it's just like,
well, how are you supposed to get better if you don't fucking practice?
Don't do it in front of me, bitch.
Okay. I will also pile on and say that as like a, from an outsider looking in, it seems like one of the most annoying subcultures.
Yeah. 100%. I've never seen someone cool with a pair of Etnies on.
We just watched that video of that.
Etnies
fucking...
are sick, bro.
Like, Rob Dyrdek's a good person, but dresses like fuck.
Yes, for sure.
The dude's like Rob 51 and dresses like he's 8.
Rob Dyrdek
He dresses like an SNL sketch.
Rob Dyrdek is a self-euthanized case, for sure.
No, he's got the Dream Factory. He's a good person. I said
oh,
that.
Oh, now you guys are pro skateboarder?
Did I not lead that
up? Dyrdek.
I was trying did I not lead into that?
Yeah.
I said he's a good person, but he dresses like fuck. He dresses like an SNL skit of him.
How many Make-A-Wish Foundations has fucking Rob Dyrdek?
He started a thing called the Dream Factory, you dumb bitch!
I'm just kidding. He really does have that, though, and it's good.
Yeah, Bob Dylan sucks. Anyway, guys, okay, that
was spicy, short and sweet.
That turned on me very poorly.
We've been keeping this pit up.
You really just, like, teed us up to just, like, the end of the game of wall ball where people just get to peg you. Like, you kind of just set yourself up for that.
No, tetherball is like, this is where I bury you. It's just, like, going around, around, around.
Please stop. welcome back.
Guys, welcome back to the second half of the show. If you skip to the second half,
Welcome.
Yeah. The first half sucks.
I should stop putting the tags in so people don't know when the second half because we know it.
Just leave it in the dark. Yeah.
Don't let them know, and then they're going to be like, wait, music. Oh, man, I listened to the whole first half, man.
We like to kick off the second half of the show with a little housekeeping and gigs. You're pointing number two at me.
I've got two housekeepings.
You've got two housekeepings. I've got one. And anybody have some gigs?
I got a job.
No, but I have like something that's kind of housekeeping, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, so you go first.
So we have no gigs?
No gigs. So no
gigs.
Nobody has a job this week.
I mean, we're at record levels of... never mind. I'm not gonna
do it. Okay, yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
I don't even know if that's true. That people are talking about it. So I've got this guy's doing something pretty cool here. This is, I take free Power Wheels any condition. This is a community announcement. Hi, my name is Trey. I fix Power Wheels and then donate them to kids in the neighborhood. Don't let them just collect dust. I'll take them off your hands. My cell is down below. So he just
Trey seems super.
He just
super
takes
cool.
Fucking old Power Wheels. How fucking cool was driving Power Wheels?
He does what and puts.
He takes, like, people's Power Wheels that are just, you know, some brat kid got it, drove it around, they're tired of it, just sitting in the garage.
Power Wheels are dope.
And then he takes it, and then he fixes it up and gives it to some other kid.
For free?
Yeah.
Tight.
That's nice.
I just imagine his wife, she's like, you really got to work that late again? He's like, I got to do it for the kids. And he goes down the shop, he's under one of the Power Wheels.
Teeny tiny tools.
Flips down the mask.
Little did you know, this post was written by John Cena.
Yeah,
he's a really good person.
Yeah, he. I've got one. This is out of a subreddit which I've become very fond of called DIY, and instead of the letter Y, it's WHY.
That's clever.
This is titled "Bathtub Go Kart Four Wheeler $200" out of Richmond, Virginia. This is actually from Craigslist. Old lawnmower conversion. I believe it's 5 horsepower. Not sure. Too much more about it. It ran last year. Come pick it up. No reasonable offer is refused. So this guy made a...
That's sweet.
Dude, do it. Made a four-wheeler.
Do it yourself, yes. D-I-Yes.
That's awesome.
D-I-Yes. It's a two-seater four-wheeler go-kart made out of a bathtub.
That's going on the Instagram for sure.
This guy just made that on a vicious meth bender.
That looks like something that like in the Disney, the straight to TV Disney movie about the neighborhood kids.
You mean straight to DVD?
Straight to DVTV.
Straight
to Well, you know, they've got to, like, you know, race the kids from the rich neighborhood to, like, get their park back. And then that's what they put together.
It's like the soapbox derby is the poor kids. And
yeah.
Like,
yeah. I just want to see, like, a realistic movie, like, where the rich kids just smoke those fucking kids because their money, they have more money. Like,
stand dark.
No one wants to see, like, the comeback story. I want to see these kids get demolished.
They can, like, practice because none of them have after school jobs.
Like, come on, Timmy. Like, if we believe in you. And they put, like, the symbolic, like, airplane wings on his chest. It's like, do it for us. And it's just like getting ready at the starting line, and other kids just like flicks him off and just blast off. That thing just explodes. The kid's just like on the ground. All you hear is like, he just looks to the side. His like hand's completely missing. It's on the steering wheel. Like, I want to see that shit directed by Quentin Tarantino.
I'm interested in watching that movie.
Richard the Rich Kid just had his Power Wheels fixed up by Trey. He's like, this thing is 50 horsepower.
They cheat and they win.
His dad's just standing at the finish line with a martini, just hammered. Dude, we're making
fingers,
that movie.
His fingers are blown up. He's like,
it's like, start your engine. He's like, you can do it, Trevor. And he's like, cranks it, just okay. Do you want to go? He's gonna
need a second.
No, that's funny as shit. The whole neighborhood's let down. They're just like, you're not allowed back in here anymore. The kid's missing a hand. He's like, God, this is all
he's
I
like
have.
Walking around, goes and picks up his arm, just Save It, Private Ryan, just like.
Lived in the wrong neighborhood.
That is funny as shit. the dad with the martini glass. God damn it.
I got one.
Back to the trailer park, Trevor.
I always do you
pick up fucking disappointment. Pick up your arm. Let's go. We have to make that a skit somehow.
So I didn't really know where to put this one. I guess I just was going to do housekeeping, but it's out of the subreddit Begging Choosers.
Great
or
subreddit.
Choosing Beggars,
yeah.
This one is titled $200 Basement, Bloomington, Minnesota. I'm looking for either a student or a mom who needs a place to live. She can be free in the morning up to 2 p.m. to take care of my son. If she goes to work, you can work p.m. shift or night shift only. I will provide basement for her to stay fully equipped, only kitchen missing. You will only have to pay me $200 for rent every month.
And take care of a kid full-time?
In the morning,
yeah. That sounds like a gig to
me. Where's the $200 going to come from if they're working for you?
And they're not paying her.
You mean an indentured servant?
Well, he said you can work, but you have to work PM shift or night shift.
Oh, so you have to work two jobs.
Trevor's mom is at the fucking Taco Bell trying to make ends meet for $200.
Like, can I just not take care of your son and pay you like $300? Like,
yeah, that sounds like
it's not really a bargain.
And you get to live in the basement though. It's like a prison cell toilet. It's just like super cold, and you have to shit right next to your bed. Just
throw a fucking scrap of meat down there. Take that. No one's on the house. that's good.
Go downstairs. Don't mind the rancor.
I've got just a real nice, easy one. And again, someone just not really seeing the true value in things or not. This is from Decatur, Illinois. This is three movies for free. American Psycho, uncut version. No Country for Old Men. Clockwork Orange. Moving and Downsizing My Life. Good condition cult classics.
I just love how the three DVDs are up too much space. It's like...
This is downsizing.
They could fit in a glove compartment. He's like, can't take them. Can't do it.
My so car this guy's is like as far opposite of a hoarder as possible.
He's giving away anything. Those are classics.
I've never seen them. What were they again?
American Psycho Uncut, which, No Country for Old Men and Clockwork Orange.
I've never seen a Clockwork Orange.
That movie sucks.
It's worth seeing because it's like a classic movie, I guess, but it's not.
Is it like a bunch of dudes with like one eyelash and stuff?
Yeah, just one eyelash guy. No.
I thought they
had the one.
One long eyelash.
It's about a rehabilitation. It's kind of fucking stupid.
It's not a. Like, it's not
I'm
a,
never going to see
not
it.
It's fun to watch. There's a.
It made me like physically ill watching it. They basically put clamps on this dude's eyes and made him watch like girls getting raped.
It's pretty graphic, like attack scene in the movie too.
I did not like it.
It's not fun to watch. But
yeah, cool. Yeah,
I just feel like this guy watched the DVD or watched that documentary on Netflix about people being like
the mini homes.
No, well, sorta. That was part of it, but it's like the minimalists or whatever. Right. And he's like, I need to pare down my life.
My name's Dan. I have a lot of stuff. I'm giving away this paperclip, safety pin, and Air Bud 3.
I saw somebody put free food in the Atlanta subreddit. They just cleaned out their fridge, and they were like, free food. It's like, is someone going to get there in time?
it's like one pickle.
In a cardboard box. It was like vegetables and shit.
Oh. One pickle, two olives. It's like, half pack of government cheese.
You guys want to do a little hot takes?
I got a spicy one. I'm pretty psyched about mine.
I've got a four-parter, so I will go last.
Shit.
Or first. I'll go last.
I got some people getting real heated about some Italian restaurants in their neighborhood.
Okay.
This is from Springfield, Illinois. This is Boycott Pasta House if you want Portillo's.
Oh.
Our mayor has acknowledged that Portillo's wants to come to Springfield, but they want a location on the west side, Veterans Parkway to be specific. Pasta House already failed in Springfield. once, and now they are taking the one spot where Portillo's could fit along Veterans. Besides, they are right across the street from Olive Garden. Pasta House should go to the east side of Springfield. So, if you want Portillo's to come to Springfield, join me in boycotting Pasta House when they open by the mall. If it fails again, Portillo's has a chance at the spot.
Portillo's is delicious.
What is that?
I don't even know what Portillo's
is. It's a Chicago chain, hot dogs and Italian beef sandwiches.
You think you're so traveled, don't you?
So cultured.
Eating all the hot dogs is the best. The original one on 5th Street, it's a hidden gem.
Wow. Well, you know what? Pasta House can suck my ass too.
I do think Portillo sounds better than Pasta House, and this would, unless this is like the person who cares about the most petty shit ever, this is probably a franchiser for Portillo's that wrote this, right? Yeah.
It's like, Pasta House already got a fucking bailout once.
What kind of dead situation is Pasta House? And they're like, guys, second time, it's going to work.
He's scouting his spots, came back a week later, there's a Pasta House. He's just like, Pasta House! Again!
If you had your choice, you'd probably go to a Pasta House over Olive Garden unless they just like spin people's food.
I've never been to Pasta House.
I don't know what the fuck Pasta House is.
Probably a house full of pasta.
I like to think it's like buffet style. It's just pasta.
I would hammer
2 day old spaghetti.
That would be pretty awesome.
I don't trust buffets.
It's very hard for you to really ruin pasta.
You can make it better. You'd be surprised. You can make it better, but
baseline pasta is still something I would eat gladly. Yeah, 100%. Except for Golden Corral pasta. All-you-can-eat buffet has ass pizza and ass pasta.
Except for Cece's.
Cece's, that pizza's amazing.
But that's a buffet that specializes. That's a pizza buffet.
It's true.
I'm just saying, like, you go to Ryan's, there's always that one guy's like, man, all this pizza for me. And it's just literally just...
It's just cardboard.
Yeah, just literally, like, they're taking off... The pepperonis are just cardboard.
Power rankings. Top three at Golden Corral. Bottom three at Golden Corral.
Yeah, hit us.
Dude, I mean, I go...
Including soft serve.
I go at Thanksgiving and Christmas. So the volume's so high that the turnover is always fresh.
Oh, yeah.
So you get the prime rib. It's incredible. They cook it in front of you. Prime rib. They do, I'd say, the fried chicken, mashed potatoes, top three. Mac and cheese tied for, you know, top three with mashed potatoes.
Okay.
Worst pizza... Pizza, pasta, and like they do the clam chowders in the big bowl with the handle.
Oh,
yeah, no, thank you.
They just pour cold clam chowder and just reheat it. They probably put some canned oysters in there too.
Do they ever throw some funky stuff out there, like sushi or like?
They do sushi. They have sushi,
but I don't trust it. You're guaranteed food poisoning.
You're guaranteed to hate your life,
sir. You have mercury poisoning. Where did you get this? Well, I was at a Cracker Barrel the other day. The Golden Corral. Yes,
I have a good one.
I don't like buffets.
This one is out of Gulf Shores, and it was written literally today.
Okay.
And it says, Publix. I was shopping at Publix, Gulf Shores, tonight. The music there is usually fairly pleasant, but tonight it sounded like a high school group that didn't know how to sing and really didn't know how to play their instruments. It was loud and disgusting. Filthy songs spewed through the speakers. I stopped shopping halfway through the store, checked out, and went to Foley Winn-Dixie to get the balance of my groceries. Publix needs to handle their music.
What were they playing?
I don't know.
Playboy Cardi.
Oh, they might have been.
I knew you got me a little running. Guys, my ears!
I've told this before, but I had a guy at Five Guys try and get a refund because the music was too loud.
That's amazing.
It's like, dude, fuck you.
You ate it all and the bag.
Yeah, he was done eating.
He literally goes... I'd be like a refund, sir.
No, this dude was like 80.
It's too loud in here. Shrew says, what did he say? I thought we told you, old man.
Can you imagine getting so mad about something like that you would do two grocery trips? Going to the grocery sucks enough already.
Well, the thing that concerns me the most, I bet this was one of those assholes that just put like a half carton of milk on a shelf. You know, just mid-aisle on a shelf, just ruins it.
Dude, those people suck.
They have
a block of $12 cheese. They're like, I don't need this anymore. Chucks it behind.
I don't need these eggs anymore. Shove it behind the cereal.
It's all breakfast stuff.
What if we can't find that fucking smell?
I've definitely put dry goods in an aisle.
That's fine.
That's fine. But it's perishable.
It's not fine, but it's not that bad.
I'm talking about the people that are assholes to get like the rotisserie chicken, snack on it, and shove it behind it, shove it behind the pasta and rice.
Just make like they make a salad at the salad bar and take a couple bites. Like, I don't really want this anymore. Just leave it.
Just dump it back in the bin. Just
put it in one of the freezers.
That's a good idea.
All right, I've got a four-parter. Yeah, it was actually about eight, but I pared it down. This out of Las Vegas, Ridge's Pizza Guy. I think this guy must have been on the news or something. A living wage, really? Who the hell wants that? I'm a tipped employee, and I make an extravagant livable wage. So go bust your ass for a living wage while I have a stress-free job and make triple what you make. Ha ha ha. Response. Ridge's Pizza Guy. If your extravagant living wage is so much, why are you bitching about a measly $3 tip and your stress-free job? That being said, I've delivered Domino's pizza before, and a big tip was $5. We knew we were getting tip bad, okay? But let's say you're not full of shit and you make triple of that minimum wage earner, that would come at least $24 an hour in tips plus your minimum wage, equaling $32 an hour, and that would beat practically everyone from tradesmen on down. Okay, now I don't know what you consider extravagant, but for me, $32 an hour would be nice, but far, far from extravagant. So I say your post below is total bullshit. What is funny to me is that you're trying so hard to convince me my job sucks and that I don't make shit. I don't drive a Lamborghini. I drive a 2016 Camry for work and a 2016 Mustang for personal use. Keep trolling. So you're nothing but a troll that spends his time telling BS stories, I guess, to make you feel like you're somebody. If you're really from California, stick to trolling your own area, or they tired of your BS too. There was like six posts in between that.
I consider myself like a connoisseur of people fighting on the internet. It brings me so much joy.
Why is he bragging about a 2016 Camry?
And
a Mustang, for fun.
He's got two cars, more cars than I have.
As a pizza guy, that seems...
Making $34 an hour is pretty good.
To be fair...
I need to quit now and go to Domino's.
If he likes his Mercedes, if you can't drive that delivering pizzas, no one's going to tip you. Guy pulls up in a fucking Lexus, like, I'm putting that five back in my pocket.
Dude, a guy pulls up in a fucking dark car door missing. You're like, oh, I got to slip this guy 10. Shit. Jesus.
That's unsafe.
The stereo's ripped out.
You need a couch for the night?
Yeah. Pizza people are weird.
Are they?
Hot take, easy.
Nah, we used to tip them in.
Pizza people are the backbone of this great nation.
True. The funniest part was giving a pizza driver beer and they just slam it and get back on the road. It's like,
oi, oi, oi.
He's like, dude, this is my seventh tonight.
Thanks, Jesus. Brother. Pulls out, hits your cart. Yeah.
Well, that's funny because you're under arrest. This whole apartment's full of cops. That was a trap.
Yeah, that's a pretty miserable existence. But for $32 an hour, I don't think we have
I worked
many.
At a pizza place, but it didn't deliver.
You worked at a pizza place?
In high school for a little bit.
What'd you make? Pizzas?
I was a
Were you
server.
Like cash
was,
guy?
I was
Were you like cash server. Guy? Or Oh. Yeah.
Were you hoagie guy?
Yeah. People came to me for their hoagie.
We need meatball sub, Chester! Get your ass back there. The empanadas are sweating.
No empanadas at the pizza joint.
Short and sweet.
I've got one.
I have three.
Yeah. I got two. So you, me, you.
Let's do like a half moon thing here.
Shoot.
Okay, so looking for teacher to teach me Greek. I am a white male in his 50s that enjoys learning foreign languages. I already know French, and I'm looking for a bear to teach me Greek.
I did see that one. Yeah. Right. He's looking for a bear.
This one's out of Mobile. Drew Gildersleeve, deadbeat dad. Your daughter's birthday just came and went, you piece of shit. And all you did was post a happy birthday to her on fucking Facebook, you bum.
This is out of Noonan. Hooters in Noonan. Caitlin and I was there at 11:30. I colored the heart on the napkin you left with your name.
That's it. Yeah. This is from Gwinnett. This is side piece. And then any out there?
This one is out of Mobile. Magical hands. Just waiting to hear back from you. I got 15 years experience of great magical hands for you. Thanks.
Fucking leprechaun. This is from Macon. This is come try my fucking machine. Looking for females to try my fucking machine. I like to watch.
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
Homemade, probably.
Hey. Yeesh. Guy made it in a fucking pottery class or something.
That'd be really hard to make. Yeah. You were touched by that one, weren't you?
I was tickled.
Probably what kind of fucking homemade sex machine?
I just feel like it's one of those like really loud machine shops. Like, you just hear smoke billowing in the background. Things just going. Rrr. He's like, so you got to make sure to keep your hands and feet within the walls. Good luck.
I can't stop thinking about Trevor and his.
One day that movie.
And his bathtub. Yeah. We got to sell that script to someone. Sure hope so. Yeah,
that'll be the way that we, you know, start finally turning a profit from this.
Do you guys have any? Do you have any final words for our listeners?
A lot of stuff in the pipe.
Pipeline is fat.
A lot of stuff in the
pipe. And flowing well.
Yeah.
We got special episodes coming up. Website is getting better by the day. Check out the playlist on Spotify. Are we gonna have the podcast on Spotify soon?
Yeah, I should probably look into that.
Okay. Well, look out for that when we look into that.
Pipeline, guys.
Pipeline, filling it. Just stuffing it down that pipeline.
Guys, thanks for listening. As always, we will see you next week. Until then, keep it safe.